السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعمار أمتي بين 60 إلى 70، وأقلهم من يجوز ذلك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I would like to advise myself and everyone seated here about the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, it is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will give us success in this world and the hereafter. Respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed each and every one of us, or all His creations, with many bounties, with many ni'mat. And some ni'mat He would have given some more and the others less, whilst others He would have given the others more and the others less. But there's one ni'mat, one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has kept common amongst all creations that are living. That is the ni'mat of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ni'mat to mankind, to jinn, to animals, to birds, to malaika, to insects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. That with water we have created everything that is living. So this is a common ni'mat given to all creation. That is the ni'mat of life. And this ni'mat is such that everyone gets only one. Each and every creation gets only one. All of us get only one life. I know some say that the cat has 9 lives, but that's just the same. Even the cat has only one life. Every creation has been given only one life. So this life is a very big ni'mat, and we have to value this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, my respected elders and brothers, the lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah, given us, that is also a big ni'mat. There was many an ummah which lived for 400 years. They had such a long lifespan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give us a lifespan that is so long. Likewise, there's many a creation whose lifespan is very short. Take a sheep as an example, it can live for a maximum of 15 years. Take a fly for that matter, it hardly has any lifespan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala neither made our life very long, nor did He make it very short, but gave us a moderate lifespan. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains: أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ 60 إِلَى 70. That the general lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يَجُودُ ذَلِكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. There's very few who pass that, who go beyond that. And that's what we have witnessed. There's very few who go beyond 70, but generally, on an average basis, the lifespan is between 60 and 70. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ni'mat of life, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with a lifespan that is moderate, lifespan that is average. And when referring to this lifespan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. that on the day of Qiyamah, in the hereafter, when the people who were sent to Jahannam, they will cry out, يَسْفَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. They will cry out, "Oh Allah, send us out from here." And we will go and do such a'mal, such deeds, that were better than the deeds that we did. But upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Didn't I give you a lifespan that if a person wanted to take heed, if a person wanted to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person wanted to succeed in the hereafter, that lifespan was enough for him. يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lifespan which is fair enough for us to ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the hereafter. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an extra, bestowed us with an extra ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends reminders from time to time. My respected elders and brothers, this very khutbah that we're having here is a reminder, reminding us of the hereafter, reminding us of the purpose for which we have been created, reminding us that we have all got to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. So as I said, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a ni'mah, and the lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is also a ni'mah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon time which consists of this life to show the importance and the value of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. وَالْعَصْر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon time in the 103rd surah of the Holy Quran. The same time that saw Nuh alayhi salam and his followers being saved from the flood and the rest of them being drowned in the flood. The same time which has witnessed many an azab that came upon many a nation. The same time which witnessed people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, man is in loss. The same time has witnessed man in the past who was in loss, but he was thinking that he's prospering. And had witnessed certain people that outwardly, apparently they look like they're in loss, but indeed they have prospered. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon this time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, man is in loss. Now let us understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places of the Holy Quran says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. We have honored mankind. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have made mankind in the best of forms. But the same Allah in the same Quran says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Mankind is in loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand that after having taken an oath upon time, Allah says mankind is in loss. That the man who understands the value of this time and uses it in the correct manner, he is not in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah makes him as an exception. He brings iman, he does good deeds, he calls others towards good. He is not in loss. But if he fails to understand the importance of time, if he fails to utilize this time in the correct manner, then indeed that man is in loss. So this surah is reminding us that, O mankind, use your time in the correct manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every man two different type of characteristics. One, what we would refer to as angelic characteristics. Generally, an angel would have aql and ruhaniya. An angel would have sane thinking, the correct rationale. The angel cannot deviate. It knows what is haq. And likewise, ruhaniya, angel is spiritually uplifted at all times. That's why the angels are in all times in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such qualities in man, But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created qualities that are generally found in animals. That is nafsaniya, selfishness. Allah has created such qualities in man that man becomes selfish. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created shahwa, desires in man. The angels do not have shahwa, angels do not have desires. And angels do not have nafsaniya, they are not selfish. So when man makes effort upon himself, and these angelic qualities overpower the other qualities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises man even above the angels. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ He's the best of all creation, and angels are also creation. So man becomes even better than the angels when he brings these qualities. Why better than the angels? Because angels do not have desire and nafsaniya to fight with. Man has fought with that nafsaniya and with those desires, and he's brought these angelic qualities in him, he becomes better than the angels. But on the other hand, if man fails to understand this and he allows his animal instinct to overpower the other qualities, he allows nafsaniya and he allows the shahwa to overpower the other qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about him, أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى Have you not seen that man who has made his desires his God? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he's deviated. He's forgotten the straight path. He's forgotten the right path. Likewise, in another place of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا That such people are like animals, like the cattle, sheep, etc. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا They're even worse. Because animals, due to nafsaniya and due to shahwa, they kill other animals for their food. But humans, when they go to that extent, they kill other humans so that they don't eat their food. Understand what I'm saying? Animals kill other animals in order to get their food, to make them their food. Humans kill other humans so that they don't eat their food. So, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا So, my respected elders and brothers, we have to understand this value of time. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us that use this time correctly. Use this time in the correct manner, then you will be in the best of position, above the angels. But if you don't, then you will be in the amongst the worst of the worst. When explaining the value of the time, ulama explained in a very beautiful couplet, وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا أُنِيتَ بِحِفْظِهِ وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يُضِيعُ That وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا أُنِيتَ بِحِفْظِهِ When it comes to safeguarding, when it comes to looking after, this is the most valuable thing that you should have been safeguarding. Today, when it comes to our wealth, we have a pair of clothes, we will keep them in the cupboard. But we have cash, then we will keep them inside the drawer, hidden. If you have a lot of cash or gold, then you will keep them in the safe. As the value grows, the more we safeguard them. But this poet says that it is time that you're supposed to safeguard the most. أَنْفَسُمَا عُنِيْتَ بِحِبِّهِ But وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يُطِيعُ But I see this is the thing that you safeguard the least, you waste the most. You waste time on the screen for so many hours. A game of sport is carrying on, you waste time on it. And when it goes to overtime, you are happy. Time is wasted on social media. Time is wasted on games from which we don't benefit at all. Whereas time is the most valuable thing, we're supposed to safeguard it the most. Then how can we allow it to go into waste? My dear respected elders and brothers, every minute, every second, every moment is valuable. Because when the moment is gone, we cannot get it back again. Any wealth that we have lost, we can try and get it back again. person had a car, he lost it, he can earn, get back the car. But this one second that just passed, we can spend all the wealth we have, but we cannot get that one second back again. That is how valuable time is. Each and every minute that passed, each and every hour that passed, each and every day that passed, each and every year that passed, is valuable. And my respected brothers and sisters, when we lose anything valuable in this world, for example, a person in an accident lost his car, or an earthquake happened, he lost his house, do you ever see that person rejoicing? Do we ever see that person celebrating and say, oh, I lost my car, oh, I lost my business, I lost my house? So when it comes to those things that are not as valuable, we don't rejoice. Then why is it that this ummah is rejoicing upon losing a year? Why is it that ummah is celebrating, wasting hundreds and thousands of rupees and dollars, celebrating the passing of one year and the advent of the other? My respected elders and brothers, we haven't understood the value of it. And certainly such people, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. They are in loss. They haven't used their time. On the day of Qiyamah, the only regret that a person in Jannah will have is the time he spent without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every minute, each and every second spent without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should a mu'min do at this stage? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu so beautifully explained, not about the passing of one year, the passing of each day. He says, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ كَنَدَمِي عَلَىٰ يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ شَمْسُ نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزَدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. That I do not regret upon anything. كَنَدَمِي عَلَىٰ يَوْمٍ, like my regret upon a day where the sun has set. نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي, my time has decreased. وَلَمْ يَزَدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي, but my amal did not increase. I spent a day and my amal hasn't increased, I regret upon that day. That's my biggest regret. This is how we mu'mins have to react. That a year passed, what did I do in this year? How close did I get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this year? How much has my salah improved? How much have I been in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah forbid, how much time did I waste in not in the remembrance of Allah, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to make it worse, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we mu'mins need to see. Umar radiallahu anhu has taught us that take account of yourself before you are taken account of. Daily we should make it a habit, not every year, daily. MashaAllah, we have New Year resolutions. You know, this mistake I made last year. Okay, this year I'm not going to make this mistake. We may have assessed our businesses, assessed our accounts, our staff, what happened last year, and how we're going to, what's our targets this year. My dear respected elders and brothers, daily we need to assess ourselves. At night, before going to bed, let us take a little bit time. How much have I improved today? How much have I got closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? How much of my bad habits, bad deeds have I decreased today? Each and every day a mu'min has to take account of himself. My respected brothers and brothers, time will pass. Time will pass, and by the time we realize, we would already be knocking the doors of death. Ulama explained this with a very beautiful incident. An incident of three villages. Three people from the village, they came to the city. They said, you know what, we want to come to the city and we want to stay in the topmost floor of the tallest building in the city, because we don't get buildings in the village. So they went to this hotel which has 60 floors, and they said, we want a room. But the hotel said, there's one problem, no electricity today.
or the lift is not working today. If you want a room, then you'll have to climb the stairs. They said, no problem. We have come from the village for this. We will climb the stairs. So three of them get ready to climb 60 floors. Not 10, not 20, 60 floors. So they said, now we're going to climb 60 floors. Let us, to pass time, let us talk about our life. So in the first 24 floors, each and every one of them talks about their childhood. How he pushed his brother into the house, and the other one says, you know, when the teacher was teaching, how I made pranks behind the teacher, or how I pulled my friend's chair when he was about to sit, and they are talking about the pranks that they used to do in their childhood and how they enjoyed it. So they started talking, and while talking, now they've reached the 20th floor. Now they said, from now on, let us talk about our adult life. What happened after school? What happened after college? So one said, MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed me with a very good wife. MashaAllah, she kept me happy. I have had a very happy married life since then. And there's nothing much to complain. Once in a way we have our arguments, but that's resolved between us, and that's it, MashaAllah. Life is very good. The other one says, you know, I had to go through ups and downs. I married, then she wasn't the correct person for me, so I divorced her, and then they got married again. She turned out to be better, and Alhamdulillah, life is carrying on. The other says, I looked everywhere, I didn't get anyone to marry, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought me to this age, and I'm still a bachelor. And they carry on, they've reached the 40th floor. Now they said, okay, let us talk. These are all old people we're talking about. So let us talk about the other time that we spent. So our financial improvements and that. So one says, you know, I got into this job, and MashaAllah, it is a very good job, and I have served there for so many years. Now I'm into retirement, and they're paying me well. I'm getting a good pension. The other says, I started this business, and MashaAllah, it worked out well. Now my children are handling the business, and everything is good and rosy. And the other said, no, and he talks about his life, how maybe he also had a business, but there were ups and downs, and where he lost some, then he profited, lost profited, and life carried on. And they talked about their life, they talked about their life, and now, Alhamdulillah, with the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have reached the 60th floor. And they reach the 60th floor, and they go to the door, and they want to open the door, and they realize they left the key at the bottom. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is life. Life carries on. We will carry on fulfilling the obligations of life. But when we knock on the door of death, we will realize that we left the key long time ago. We didn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spent so many hours in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is going to happen to me now? At that time, man will say, رَبَّنَا أَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Oh Allah, I've seen, I've heard, now send me back. Those three villages, they can go back down and get the key and come back up. But my dear respected brothers and brothers, when we have knocked the door of death, there's no return. There's no coming back. So let us take heed now. Let us take heed. Let us be from amongst those إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Let us be from amongst those who have brought iman and who have done good deeds, so that we become from those who are even higher than the angels. I'll finish off with one couplet which explains the shortness of life. وَأَذَانُ الْمَرْءِ حِينَ الطِّفْلُ يَأْتِي وَأَذَانُ الْمَرْءِ حِينَ الطِّفْلُ يَأْتِي وَتَأْخِيرُكَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَحْيَاهُ يَسِيرُ كَمَا بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَأَذَانُ الْمَرْءِ حِينَ الطِّفْلُ يَأْتِي. That when a child is born, adhan is given. وَتَأْخِيرُكَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ. And when a person passes away, we pray upon him. When the child is born, we give adhan. And when the person passes away, we pray upon him. دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَحْيَاءُ يَسِيرُ. It's a proof, it's a dalil, it's an evidence that life is very short. كَمَا بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Like the time between adhan and salah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the shortness of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the importance of time. and let us spend time in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from those actions that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Qul lil kawni wa qul.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு
அலைக்கும்.